This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Every military commander knows the consequences that can arise from becoming too friendly with the enemy during times of war. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul warned against fraternizing with the enemy in the war between good and evil. "Don't team up with those who are unbelievers," he wrote. Many older Bible translations speak against being unequally yoked, a rendering most often applied to choosing a marriage partner. But Paul's words could also be applied to business partnerships and other relationships. Paul didn't mean that you should avoid all contact with unbelievers. For example, he says in 1 Corinthians 5:10 that it would be impossible to stay away from people who engage in sins such as promiscuity. He said, "You would have to leave this world to avoid that." What Paul is warning against is forming intimate alliances with people who don't share your love of Christ and your desire to serve God with your life. Whether in marriage or in business, there will be challenges enough without trying to navigate with a partner who has opposing views on good and evil, or whether there's even such a thing as good or evil. As God's man, you're clearly commanded to love all people, but it's imperative to avoid teaming up with those who oppose your most deeply cherished values. When it seems beneficial to align yourself with whoever is most powerful, remember that it's always better to befriend your all-powerful God.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.